And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders episode 687. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? I like how you have to have a grand entrance every week, Breakman. It's fantastic. Look at you, though. A little bit of an interlude there. I like that little trailing at the end there. You're pretty soon you're going to be able to star in Western movies, Breakman.
Play on Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows the trouble Breakman seen. Hey, Breakman, I got a question for you before we get started here. Would you ever try Flaming Hot Mountain Dew?
No, there's a lot of things I'd tried before that. Yeah. I'm going no.
Yeah.
I mean, I like hot stuff to a certain degree, but you know, at a certain point it gets too hot for me. Like I won't eat like a ghost pepper or something like that.
I'm the same way.
I can barely handle like a habanero.
I mean, I can handle hot food, obviously, but the older I get, Breakman, the older I'm like, you know, I'm wiser, I guess, because I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm out, you know? I'm not going to do that. Right, it's not worth it, man. Like, your tummy gets all upset, you get heartburn, you know, I think I'm good, man. The reason I ask is because Weiland tried, Flaming Hot Mountain Dew, and he said, holy hell, does it ever burn your throat? So, there you go.
What do you drink to wash down the... Like, what do you do at that point? Like, you can't... Like, you've just drank liquid, and the liquid's on fire. Like, what else are you supposed to do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you can't drink water, because that makes it worse, you know?
Yeah, like, you just have to shove your head in the freezer, and like Eric was saying, like, ice cream, just pile ice cream in your mouth.
Yeah, heavy cream or ice cream, that's the only thing you can do, man. Or Pepto. Pepto works. Bread, yeah, that'll work. Actually, after a while, bread breaks up and makes it worse, man. It kind of sucks. Mm. But sugar, I guess? I mean, I don't know, man.
Just blend up the Pepto into a smoothie and drink it on down.
Exactly. All right, let's, without further ado, let's get to the news because we got to get things rolling here. We got a packed show for y'all today.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, Shadowrun Trilogy has been dated for consoles. It's coming for the PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and Nintendo Switch for June 21st. Oh. And it includes Shadowrun Returns, Shadowrun Dragonfall Director's Cut, and Shadowrun Hong Kong Extended Edition.
Yeah. I'm waiting for... I mean, Microsoft should just, at this point, just have a console called Microsoft Sex, because I think that's what they were trying to do with their S and X versions. You know, I mean, every time I hear that, I just think of Microsoft.
Every
Sex.
Time I hear that joke, I want to punch somebody in the face.
It's old. No, I'm serious, Eric. I'm not joking about this, dude. Like, every time I hear Xbox S and X, it just rolls. Like, they may as well just call it. I wasn't making fun. I was literally saying they should.
well, the Series X's abbreviation is Xbox S. X SX, so it's SX.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. What's up, Toeford? Nice to have you in there, man. Shadowrun, what do you think of that, Breakman?
So, is the original in there? Because it didn't sound like it.
It's like, well, original.
I said one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in there. It's
plus, in there. There's smart, the smart delivery shit, so.
Yeah.
All right, sure, I'd try it then.
Yeah, absolutely. I would too. I mean, the trailer looks like badass. I don't know. I mean, I'd give it a go.
It doesn't say anything about it coming to Game Pass, but it probably will.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
No.
I know, man. Eric sounded like he wanted to slap me right in my mouth, man. Holy shit, man.
Get your mind out of the gutter, man.
But no, I'm...
Yeah, I'm the one with the mind in the gutter, Frank.
It's his job.
Yeah.
How dare you guys, man. This show is all about the gutter, okay? God damn it. All right, break. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to have you in there. All right.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Long-awaited Digimon Survival Horror finally launches on July 29th.
Wait, what?
That's not good. No, it's just Digimon Survive. I like Digimon Survival Horror. I think.
Yeah, I know, man. That sounds sounds better. I mean,
This will be out on pretty much everything. We last heard about this game back in February or March. So, wow, 2 years of silence on this game. And well, whatever. There's not much on this story, but it's coming out in July.
I think the biggest problem they have with this game is deciding whether or not it should be a visual novel or a strategy RPG. They had trouble making both of those, and I guess they've worked all their issues out, and it's going to be a hybrid of both.
You see that in chat, Eric? See what you're inciting a riot, sir. Freak 5 says, if Eric slaps Frank, I will send another $10 to his Patreon. How dare you?
Do across the internet.
Yeah. How dare you, Freak 5? And how dare you entertain the idea, Eric? How dare you?
I know how I can get it done.
Oh, God. Here's this big, big idea here. What, make a video about it? Wrote a video about it? Want to hear it? Here you go.
Send you something on a phone.
Oh, okay. If that happens, I'll let Freak 5 know so he can send, Anything else on this break?
I thought he was going to say that he was going to do, like, the end of... Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, you know, where they get on the plane and just fly to all the people they don't like, to beat them up and shit. You know, anybody said something bad about them on the internet?
I need money to do that. I don't have money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'd be in for a rude awakening if he came here. I mean, with all due respect, Eric, you came up to slap me. I mean, it ain't going to go very well for you, man.
Yeah, Frank only likes getting slapped in the bedroom.
Well, no, I like to be the one doing the slapping. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what Bernie told me.
Stop it. Stop it. Son of a bitch.
I'll just tell Bernie to slap you instead.
Did you look at her OnlyFans again? How dare you, Eric? How dare you? She would never slap me. All right. Let's move on to the next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. And it is Xenoblade Chronicles moves its release date up to July 29th ahead of its original slated September release. So there's the story there, and it comes with an art book, and it looks actually like a really attractive package, to be honest with you. But Eric said that he has a problem with this. So what's your issue with this?
Well, this is going to tie into my free for all that I wanted to discuss this week. I don't know if you're going to do that because I don't know if you saw the thing I sent you. But before I mention anything about that, my concern is Live is coming out a week before, and Nintendo's basically sending it out to die. So that's one problem.
Okay.
And the other problem is I'm worried crunch is happening. See, I mean, it was probably going to happen regardless, but now they're probably in Death March.
Good point, Eric, because that's the new story that's out, that like the contractors for Nintendo are...
And the collector's edition is finally being made available in the U.S., but only through their stupid website.
Oh, God. I hate that shit, man. Like, do it through GameStop or something.
There's a small silver lining to the early release date being moved up. Now it doesn't have to compete with Trails, and Trails actually stands a decent chance at making a dent in sales for the month it comes out. Because it was originally going to launch the 21st, which is a week before Trails from Zero comes out.
Oh, God, man. What are they doing? It's bad timing. Bad, bad timing. What is the reason for this, you think, Eric? Like, why do they move it up so much? Like, September to July?
And I'm going to get it to now. Here's the other reason I'm kind of worried about this.
Yeah.
Someone blew the whistle on Nintendo's horrible work conditions recently. And I can't help but think that this announcement was timed to get people distracted from that. Because they're going to look... oh, shiny new game, I'm not going to pay attention to the news article saying that we're a shitty company like every other fucking company in this industry. Ugh. I lost my breath there.
Yeah, I know. You got a little hyped up there, Eric. Now, I hear you, though, man. We've talked about this before, Crunch, man. Like, what do we do about it, Eric? Not buy these games? I mean,
saying nobody should buy this. I'm just saying I'm worried for all the people that are working at Nintendo.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, look, which company is going to be the company? I did hear, what was it, Bungie, of all companies, the old Halo.
And now I'm also worried that since it's going to Death March, there's going to be tons of fucking issues in the game launch. It's kind of how the game kind of felt like it was incomplete with the last one they released.
Yeah.
Where you have to wait for updates for them to fix certain things.
Yeah, that's always a possibility, man. I mean, fuck. Well, I mean, look, I think it was Bungie that was the company that actually said no crunch, you know, we're not going to do that and stuff like that. So, Freak 5 is exiled, by the way, you son of a bitch. God damn. Inciting violence, man. How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? So, yeah.
It's all right, Freak. He'll forget he said it.
Shut up, Breakman, you son of a bitch. Give you an exile, too, you son of a... What did you do? Oh, look at innocent me. I'm just a co-host in the corner here.
I got mental health issues and stuff. Next to me.
Yeah,
you can't play that card every week, man.
From your PC being a piece of junk.
Yeah, I'll play that card for as long as I can get away with it, damn.
Yeah, right. You go ahead and do so, sir. I mean, you're right to do so, and it's my right to point out the hypocrisy. All right. Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. I mean, bad news, sort of. I mean, hopefully it comes out and doesn't have all the issues that you did.
It doesn't cannibalize the sales of Live Alive now, but because Square Enix is too fucking cheap to publish it on their own.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right, Breakman, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Shattered, Tale of the Forgotten King, now available for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and the Epic Game Store. So there you go. It's here. And available now.
All right. There you go. That's the story, and we're sticking to it, and the trailer doesn't want to play, so we're moving on. we saw a trailer for this before. It looked pretty decent from what I remember. So, there we go.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm looking at the bullet points, and there's nothing I see that's like, oh, wow, like, blows me away. Like, it's a lot of stuff we've seen before.
Right, right.
But it doesn't mean the game's bad.
I do remember the art style looking pretty good and stuff like that. Let me go. I finally got it up and running. It looks like, remember that old school 16-bit type RPG type thing? That's what this one is, that Chained Echoes. So, it's looking good. I mean, you know, what can you say? So, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Shattered! Tale of the Forgotten King, now available for PS5, 4.
Oh, Frank.
What?
I just read that one.
Shattered?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Well, they are, what are we on, Little Witch?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, Little Witch. Jesus Christ. I was talking about the one before that. I think you skipped one. Break, I don't know. All right, Little Witch in the Woods. To release for early Steam Early Access.
You did skip one, Chained Echoes.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, the 16-bit one. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, okay. I'll just read this little witch.
I have mental health issues.
We're going to have, what was it, yesterday or day? No, it was yesterday, I was like, practicing my evil laugh to take you on your evil laugh championship, Breakman, and I was doing pretty good. I can't beat that. I can't beat that, man. That's just all time good, man. I'm actually gonna have to record that break because that's actually really really fucking good.
Gives me have the throat to carry that on.
Yeah, that's really good.
In the middle of that.
Yesterday I was like all like preparing. I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna challenge Breakman to a evil laugh off, and No way I'm doing the... look, Freak 5, I couldn't even celebrate on 420. I'll get to that in a minute, man. So Little Witch, Steam Early Access, May 16th, so there you go. And it looks pretty good. It looks cutesy and, you know, probably has some substance to it and real pretty. All right. Eric, next story, please.
The Chained Echoes one that we skipped.
Yes, please.
Chained Echoes hits the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, and PC in Q4 2022. Game could also be played on the PS5 and Xbox Series X next to the backwards compatibility feature, but no native versions for those platforms for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Probably because they don't have the dev kits yet.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that area?
I'm going to read this description of this. Grab your sword, maintain your mech, and calm your lizard mage. Why does it need to be calmed? to be prepared for the fresh trailer, Tech 13 Spotlight, and developer Matthias Linda have released a epic new trailer, features everything the game will have to offer later this year. We can't play the trailer, but it says the continent of Validus is marked by war and rumors that our weapon of mass destruction is in imminent danger. Can a group of strangers restore the peace? Can the weapon be destroyed? So there's no real information on this because it was just announced, I guess, and no details have been put out.
Yeah.
All I know is there's a dog here and it's being held and it's cute. Hopefully it's like the best character in the game secretly.
Alright. Anything else, Eric?
Nope.
Alright, let me read chat here. Freak says Frank celebrated 422 hard this week. Breakman's working on another Exile.
He says he's sick, but he's really just like weed withdrawals.
Oh god. Maybe, Eric. I'll admit it. I haven't smoked all week, dude. And you want to talk about having mental health issues, Breakman. Weed is my drug that I use to manage mental health issues, and I haven't been able to smoke any weed this week, dude. It's been rough. Really, really rough.
You do sound congested, by the way.
Yeah. I'm still not over it, dude. I mean, I'll talk about it in a minute, but Wyland says 420 is the day Frank takes a break. This year, for sure. Let's see. Did you know that whenever Frank burps or farts, the whole neighborhood gets high? Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Let's see, who did the last... Okay, that was Eric. Now it's me, I think.
Which story are we on? Are we on the Echoes of Mana?
Yes, Echoes of Mana. There you go.
Okay, that story is coming to us live from the loading screen from RPG site. Echoes of Mana launches on April 27th and receives a new animation trailer. So not a gameplay trailer, just an animation trailer. Squinix has announced that the brand new mobile Mana game is launching April 27th, plus they've shared an animation trailer. Why are you repeating yourselves here? Along with Zoe,
why are you repeating yourself? You don't have
because to... I'm mentally ill. Along with several original characters, Echoes of Mana also features characters from the past Mana entries, including Adventures of Mana, Secret of Mana, Trials of Mana, Children of Mana, Dawn of Mana, and Heroes of Mana. Whew! And then there's a video that doesn't really do anything for us.
It doesn't do it. I'm not even going to play the rest of it, man. So,
I wonder how much Gotcha Garbo is going to be in the game.
Yeah, a lot. A lot. It's fucking Square Enix, man. Money grubbing fucking Squeenix. All right.
Oh, yeah, that's another reason Nintendo's a scumfuck company, because of Mario Kart World Tour. And how they do everything with that game.
Yeah.
Or any of the various Pokemon games they've approved of.
In fairness, they're not as bad as most companies at it, Eric. But holy shit, that game, yeah, for sure. All right, let's see. It's my turn. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net. MMORPG Terra to shut down PC servers on June 30th. So... there you go. End of an era.
There was supposed to be a console version of this game planned, and I guess it's not happening.
Yeah, I guess.
It'd be weird for the PC version servers to die and those just live on.
I mean, this has been around for quite a while, so it had a pretty decent run. You know, it's just not, doesn't look like it's profitable anymore for the developer and publisher, so, you know, there you go. So, yeah, it looks like 2011, 2012 launch, so been around for a long time. I remember Terra, but I never played it, but, you know, it is what it is.
It's a Korean MMO. That's another one. Third Diamond Dozen, basically.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and the final story. Whose turn is it? Eric.
It is about Asterigos, Curse of the Stars. Set to release in fall 2022 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series, and Xbox One, PC. And, let's see. It says, with exploration inspired by Souls-like action RPGs and a lighter, more flexible approach to combat, Asterigos places players loose upon the monster-infested city of Aphes, or Aphes? I don't know. To explore streets, hidden paths, and colossal structures as you battle beasts, fiends, and godlike beings.
Yeah, it looks like a slightly more colorful...
cartoony Souls?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, Eric. But it looks interesting. I mean, this would be something I might play. Freak says, I think I played Terra on the PS4. Yeah, I vaguely remember it on the PS4, Freak. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But this game looks solid. I mean, it's definitely Souls-like. You can tell the Souls inspiration, but a little more colorful, you know, stuff like that. But... It looks
like there's another game out that's kind of reminding me of this, but it's called Stray Blades.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah. No, it does look a lot like that. It looks good, though. I mean, I'm looking at it.
There's lots of blue I'm seeing from the images here.
Yeah. Blue. I mean, it does kind of got a blue aesthetic, but it looks good. Looks okay. It looks like Eric said, like a slightly cartoony Souls game. I mean, that's the best way to put it, but okay. Now that we got the news done and over with, homie discounts, more PlayStation sales, more Xbox sales, I mean, too many to list, there's so much stuff going on, I mean, there's nothing, I mean, unless you guys have anything in particular, we're just going to move on, it's more of the same.
Freak says he thinks he played Terra on the PS4, I think, yeah, it did launch on the PS4, but I think there was supposed to be a current-gen console launch, and... Yeah, now I'm wondering if it's even going to happen now.
Well, maybe they'll go on Terra 2 and then launch it on the new consoles, you know. Breakman, do I play your music or we move on? Did we lose Breakman? Mm. Oh, Breakman, your mic is muted, dude. I guess we'll just move on then to... what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, you back yet, or what's up? Breakman, you're on mute. All right, he's not back yet. Oh, there he is. Breakman, hey, do we play your music?
No.
Okay, so we're on what you've been playing, Break.
Mostly Halo this week. Infinite... waiting for the second season to come out, in a couple weeks now.
Okay.
I mean, less than a couple weeks. It's, May 2nd or something, I think.
So you're just eagerly anticipating that, I'm sure, because you've been kind of going stir-crazy with the shit they're currently offering.
Yeah, we want some new stuff. We've been waiting. It's supposed to be a live service, and it just doesn't seem like it at this point.
Yeah.
More Breath of the Wild, just a little bit. I've been trying to farm dragons, and I kind of went to one spot when I forgot what time the dragon comes up, and I've just been sitting there, and I'm like, fuck, should I make a fire? Should I just keep waiting? What the fuck do I do? I'm just going to play this later is what I'm going to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I need to get back to that.
All right.
Yeah.
Eric?
Okay. What were you... I kind of got lost.
What have you been?
I wasn't actually done.
Oh, I'm sorry, Blake.
Oh, what were we even playing? Oh,
well, hold on, Eric. Hold on, Eric. Blake hasn't finished yet. Go ahead, Blake.
I was actually been playing the Halo Master Chief Collection too, because I noticed online that the Master Chief Collection, or on a PC version of the Master Chief Collection, is out. It has more gamers than Infinite does now. So I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I was playing that, and I found out my ODST save had been, I guess, erased when they updated it again, though. So that
that's weird, because cloud saving should have taken care of that.
Well, it has all my like audio files logged, but it sent me all the way back to the beginning of the game. So I was like, what the do I want to do this again? Because I need like a couple more audio logs. It's like, that's like at the end of the game. Do I have to play all the way through the game to get to that? I don't know.
Whiner. Anyway, could be a whiner. All right. Yeah. Eric, what you? Oh, hold on. Before I get to you, Eric. Let's see.
Oh, I did win 200. I did win the 200 wins achievement in Halo.
Right on! Congrats, man. That's a pretty big one.
Won 200 multiplayer games out of like 1,000, probably. But yeah.
Your winning percentage is less than 300, but yeah, you know.
All right.
Let's see.
The Reds. All right.
Right. Exactly. I'm gonna get to baseball in a minute, Break Man. I got a story for you, dude. All right. Freak 5 says, I'm having fried chicken for dinner. That sounds good, man. I haven't really been feeling like eating anything, to be honest with you.
I had an empanada.
Slager says, whoa, haven't logged into Twitch on PC in a while. Took like 20 minutes to get in. Yeah, I know, man. You're like, God damn it, what was my password again? You know, type shit, you know. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
That's kind of like fried
Twitch
chicken.
It's Skype for me. Yeah. Skype hates me.
I know. I don't know what the deal is with that, man. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I beat Stranger of Paradise, and I got a review on the feed for that. And
I did see
along with the Medium. That's another review on the feed.
Oh, sweet. I'll have to check that out.
And I wanted to get to it. I finally got to doing the review. So
right on.
And I immediately went to play the PS5 version of Spider-Man, and I still think it's dumb that Insomniac's not selling it to you. And it's only available through the Miles Morales Complete Collection, or whatever that version was called.
I know, man, that's sad.
And, which means that there's also no physical release of it either.
Yeah, yeah. The Spider-Man games have a strange history when it comes to releases and then retractions and all kinds of crazy stuff, man. Going all the way back to, like, the PS1.
And my main story progress is at, like, 61% or something. But in terms of, like, the side content, I don't know where I'm sitting because it doesn't log that.
Slagar says, coincidence is my password is friedchicken69. Sounds like some weird food sex play, Slagar. All right, Eric, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's it.
All right. I've been playing Coughing Simulator extensively this week. And I can tell you, it's not fun at all. It's probably one of the worst games I've ever played.
So. That reminds me, God, Lawnmower Simulator is coming to current gen.
Yeah, just don't ever play
the simulator.
Yep,
this is awesome.
That's yeah.
This is the best game ever.
Yeah, Flu Simulator sucks. I'm telling you that right now. Don't play it. Don't give it to your friends to play. You know, it's just it's awful. No, I did get a chance before I got sick to play a little more Shibuya Scramble. I got an issue with the game though, yeah. Man. Like you pick somebody to play with, there's like at the beginning, towards the beginning, there's like five different characters, and you pick one and you run into a bad ending just because you picked the wrong character, and you have to go back to the yeah.
Kidding me?
No, dude.
That fucking sucks.
No, I got to this point where it opens up to five characters, right? So I picked
at the very least you're getting an achievement. You'll get an achievement for getting all the endings. So
I guess, man. Holy fuck, I've been running into I've made every bad choice.
I've been telling you though, there's more There's only two endings in the game, the normal ending and the true ending, and every other ending is a bad ending.
Yeah. Well, I've been getting every single one of them, Eric, because, holy shit, it's, I mean, it's hard to unweb everything that's going on.
There's like 20 different endings near the end of the game based on this one scene, because it plays out slightly differently depending on decisions that you make.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, I'm making every wrong decision, man. It doesn't matter what I do. I have to go and you have to redo stuff, and it's just really weird, but it's fun. It's just, I don't know about it yet, man. I'm going to try to play more of it this week and get more of a sense of what's going on. Are you just as bad at Flu Simulator? Or yet? How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. And how dare you, Breakman, son of a bitch.
What do I do?
You know, what do I do? You know, Breakman is like the quintessential, like, what do I, what did I do guy on the show. You know,
yeah, I'm on the football field when somebody commits a penalty and stuff like that, and they immediately throw their arms up, and they're like, yeah. Me, what are you talking about?
How could I? And then they show the instant replay right above his head on a giant screen. It's like, oh.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's move on to reviews here.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Breakman, did you have anything this week?
This week.
Oh yeah, I had a review. I need to put it on here.
Oh, I thought we were gonna move people to listen to the reviews on the feed, but okay. What you got, Break? Anything?
I don't know. I don't. I watched a bunch of like we started watching several things and just quit because most of them were stupid. Like the Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch. Like that was anticlimactic. Like. Yeah, like there was a lot of, we knew all that stuff. Like, yeah.
That sounds about as entertaining as watching Gucci.
Yeah, it wasn't that
good. I mean, if you watched Abercrombie and Fitch, if you grew up with it like I did, like obviously I was too poor to see to be able to afford it, but just looking at it from the outside in, it's like, wow, that's like. Are there minorities allowed in that store?
Sure, you would
look like it.
Right, right, man. I mean, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, watch some food documentaries or game show contests and stuff. Just quit half of them because they're just so bad.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Netflix, give us something entertaining.
You know what's fairly entertaining is that, is it Cake? The show. Have you seen that, Break?
I think there's a show on Netflix that you might be interested in watching, and it's called Old Enough, I think.
How dare you?
It's not even a dig. It's about...
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
Parents in Japan letting their kids do things at certain ages.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Break, nothing else,
Cause nothing, I didn't see anything worth reviewing, really.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your review, please, as quickly as you can.
Gabriel Chalkbrout, this is an anime adaptation of a manga series, which, unfortunately only has a single season to it, and it doesn't look likely that there'll be another one anytime soon, or if at all. Because it's been like, let's see, it was a show from 2015, so it's been some time, almost 7 years, if not 7 years, because I don't know actually when it started. But it's a show about a girl who's living in heaven. She's an angel, and for their angel training, they're sent to the human world to observe mortals and try to do good deeds and stuff like that. But there's also the demon realm, and the demon realm is sending their kids to do either the opposite or just, you know, just learn about the human world. Because apparently they're disconnected from the human world, and they don't really interact with it all that much. So I guess this is an effort to change that. But the thing is, like, almost immediately after entering and being there for a few months or like weeks, I don't know what the time scale is, but she plays an MMO and she gets addicted to video games and basically becomes a fallen angel. And it's about her and her friends doing hijinks, basically. So this is a comedy series.
All right.
And it's cute and funny, and it's only 12 episodes long. There is, unfortunately, no dub for the show. But if that doesn't bother you, you might want to check it out, a comedy about silly girls doing stupid stuff. Okay. With the whole angel and demon motif.
Awesome. What are you giving it?
I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8? Okay, that's cool. And only one season of it, so it's not like a... Well, you could probably
read the manga if you want more of the story, though.
There you go.
I don't know if the manga's been translated. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Slager said, that's exactly what the Green Trial thing was. Freak says, I went to high school with Andrew on Is It Cake? That's his claim to fame, I guess. you don't like Cake, Breakman? Oh, God, Breakman. What's wrong with you? Slager says, I love when girls...
He's more of a pie person.
I love when girls do hijinks. That's always good for me. Yeah, I agree, Slagar, for sure. That's
not those kind of hijinks.
Well, I mean, any kind of hijinks are good when they do them. So, yeah. All right, I got two real quick reviews. First is Moon Knight Impressions. Break, are you here? Okay. You've been keeping up with Moon Knight, Break?
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm quite enjoying it, yeah.
It is. It's the best series that they've come out with, in my opinion, so far. I mean, they could ruin the landing, but I don't see how it's possible with Not Jason Isaac. I always call him. It's Oscar Isaac. Super good.
Very good.
It's super different. It's not. It's nowhere near what Doctor Strange is, which I like Doctor Strange, by the way. But this is like something that I've never seen before, and it's really, really good. I like it so far. So those are just my impressions. I think acting is super solid. They got great actors in it, stuff like that. But another real quick one, this is kind of in homage to you, Break. I watched a lot of Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know if you saw the second season. I'm not watching like the UFO shit or like the... You know, like the supernatural type stuff. I just like...
I watched them all.
I don't know. That stuff doesn't interest me as much as like the unsolved like murder cases and stuff like that. That's where it's at for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I just found out that, yes, the manga series for this show has been localized. I don't know how far they've gone.
All right.
But that's a thing you could do.
Slager says it's great because they don't have to try... to cram canon junk in there. Yeah, I agree, Slager, but I mean, there is canon junk in there, but you have to look for it. It's good stuff, man. It's really good. Moon Knight's good. Unsolved Mysteries, pretty good. I mean, I wish they had a narrator. That would be pretty cool, you know?
Like, the original, I love the original, like, with Stack in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He added that, like...
That little extra oomph, you know, it's sort of like the Creepshow series. If they they have a creep and he doesn't talk, and it's like, God, I so badly just want the creep to talk just a little bit, not like Crypt Keeper talk, just you know,
not that
just
much, just a little bit,
you know, just a little bit, you know,
just to let us know that he says words,
right, exactly. It's great, by the way. The Creepshow series on Shudder is great. I mean, it's worth getting Shudder just for that, but you know, they have so much more than that. But I love the Shudder app. It's really good. But Unsolved Mysteries pretty good, man. I'm gonna give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
They need to absolutely do more, and what they really need to do is give us like feedback, like, have these been solved, have you got any progress on them, what's going on.
Yeah. I've always wondered that, like, because every once in a while Unsolved Mysteries back in the day would do like an update episode, you'd be like, oh, I remember that one. Yeah, I'm glad it got solved or whatever.
I should probably mention about where you can watch Gabriel Dropout. It's on Crunchyroll.
All right. So let's move on here, guys, to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Well, since I'm trying to be positive and trying to stay away from all the negativity in the world, I've been not paying attention as much to the news, especially politics and stuff. But I did see this one story that was kind of like, really? Like, that's just fucked up.
Yeah.
A U.S. professor refused to call a trans student a woman, wins $400K payout on religious and philosophical grounds. He basically sued his the college for reprimanding him. They didn't fire him. They didn't suspend him. They gave him a warning. Because a transgender there was a transgender student in the class. He called sir, and she took him aside and said, "Hey, listen, these are my pronouns." And he said, "No, I'm not going to do that."
Well, she should sue him for slander and win that case.
Well, she did. Like originally she she took it up with the school and such like that, and they said, "Well, here's a warning." Like, he got a warning. He got a slap on the wrist, and that was enough for him to sue. And this has been going on since 2018, and they've just decided school just decided, you know what, we can't keep going this. They just gave him money.
Yeah,
go away. $400,000 just to be a bigot.
Yeah, well,
awesome.
Yeah,
isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and what? Like I said, she should sue him for millions, and hopefully win and reduce that that some
mental health is not like we just again it's like it's in her best interest, you know?
Right.
To just call her a woman. Just say her. She.
It's why not is that hard.
Why? Like why didn't the rest of the class, you know, gang up on the teacher?
Well, I mean, it's not their place, to be honest with you, Eric. Like some people are more timid and don't want to get involved in bullshit, you know. But I mean, they should show solidarity and you know, right in front of that professor, like use the proper pronouns. You know, I mean, that's just the way it should go.
I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, would you want someone calling you by a name that wasn't yours? It's
right.
Basically the same principle.
Right. I mean, it's
it just extends
like I said,
to the gender that you have.
You want to talk about defamation of character? I mean, that would be a case right there that woman would have, right? I mean, period. So, I mean, if I was a woman, I'd probably inquire. I'd probably try to get a lawyer and sue the professor, because look at the embarrassment that you're bringing upon her. You know, I mean, that's it's ridiculous. You know, just dumb. But you know, whatever. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
No, I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to be positive and happy vibes. So I'm limiting the stinkos to just that one.
Right. Well, sorry, Breakman, but I've got a couple, but I'll have one that's kind of a funny stinko at the end involving baseball that I'll talk to you about, but
I could add that to the Reds are the off to the worst start in like team history right now.
Oof. It's been brutal for the Reds, man. And Reds are my second favorite team.
What's their score right now? It's like 2-something. Let me bring up the score right now.
Yeah, they're pretty, pretty bad.
While I'm trying to stall and waiting for it to come up, they're 2-11 right now.
Well, you got a GM that doesn't give a shit, so why should the team? You know, I mean, really.
Man. Well, the GM doesn't give a shit because the owner is a cheap idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well, even if you're a cheap, look, even if you're a cheap idiot, you could follow the Oakland A's like Moneyball strategy and fuck, at least be competitive, right?
So the thing is, he's kind of like Mike Brown, like he's one of those owners who has to tinker.
Yeah.
Has to be involved in it. Like, he gets the final say on stuff. Like, well, no, we're not going to trade that guy type thing.
Yeah, like Jerry Jones in the NFL. And,
yeah. Which, you know, is... look, maybe you're a good businessman. I don't know. Maybe you... whatever you do for a living, maybe you're good at that. I mean, you're a billionaire. Whatever. That doesn't fucking mean that you know anything about baseball.
Right. Right. It's sad, man. I mean, the Reds are my second favorite team. They always have been, and, you know, it's really, really sad. But anyways, on to my stinkos here. One, I've had the flu.
that's a shitty one.
Oh, God. It's one of the worst flus of my life. I know people say that with, you know, and it's hyperbole, but this isn't hyperbole for me. I mean, I didn't do any of the puking. I mean, that was a bonus, but the aches were the worst I've ever had. I've never been achier, and it was debilitating. I was in my bed. I couldn't really do much. Nothing sounded appealing to eat, drink. I mean, I was a zombie all week, man. It sucked. But on top of that, what was it? 420. I could not smoke anything. That's another thing. Couldn't smoke. And that's my mental health medication, break, man. Like, that's, you know, without, you know, before I was on antidepressants and, you know, all kinds of meds, which you should be on, like, I don't know, like gabapentin at one point and some other shit, you know. And once I lost, like, my insurance and stuff, I couldn't afford that. So weed was a very, very good replacement for it, you know. And so all week I've been kind of struggling, like physically, mentally, like I'm drained, but I decided to get out on 420, not smoke, but do a little bit of cop watching. And to my surprise, my civil rights were violated by the police. And
awesome. Sounds
yeah.
like a fun day.
Yeah, it was I was pissed. The video's on my other channel, Mexican Long Hair, if anybody wants to check it out. It's The
so
Last Light.
What happened?
So in Colorado, we have a statute. I can't remember. It's CRS. Like, I don't know. I can't remember the whole statute. But the cops are not supposed to block your vision or your camera from recording the police, right? It's our civil rights to have the ability to record police, right? And normally, I get really close. You know, as close as I can to pick up what's going on because I want to get the full story. Right, I want to make sure that nobody gets hurt. You know, there's an objective record there. I don't say anything for the most part unless I'm talked to or whatever. It's just a recording, right? It's supposed to be just a recording. I couldn't Freak Five. I couldn't even ingest anything, Freak Five. That's the thing. Excuse me. How dare you, Freak Five?
All I'm going to say in chat is Slayer is a bad argument. I'm not going to explain myself further.
Okay. Anyways, the police. Okay, so here's the situation. There was a car in the median, and I was about 30 to 40 feet away on a public sidewalk, right? Not bothering anybody. There was four cop cars, total of five policemen. And apparently it was some sort of accident or something. I didn't see any other car, nothing. But I'm sitting here, and all I'm doing is recording, right? I'm not talking. I'm not, you know, I'm not bothering anybody. I'm literally 30 to 40 feet away, right? Which is way further than I would normally be on a normal cop watch. So I'm recording, and then all of a sudden they decided to put the spotlight on my camera and on my face. And I'm like, You just had to. I was a fly on the wall here, and you just had to shine the spotlight. And not only did these cops shine their spotlight on my recording, which, you know, is basically ruins your recording and also hurts your eyes. Like, their spotlights are rough, and that's why there is a statute against it. So they followed me around, like, with the spotlight for about 15 minutes, and a colleague that I had there. We were teaming up on this cop watch. And so after we were done, after the stop was done, the police take off. One of the same cop that was spotlighting, using the spotlight, follows me and my colleague to the parking lot where I was parked. So I didn't notice him at first, and then finally I saw him, and I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm going to go record him again. So I get out of my car, and I go on over because I'm not afraid. And my colleague comes out, and we're watching. And I was pissed by this time. I let out some F-bombs. I'm going to let you guys know. I was very animated because, you know, it's bullshit.
And wait, is this how you got sick?
No. I was starting to feel better, and I needed to get out. Eric. So this is like my first cop watch since I was sick, right? So anyways, he sees that we're coming towards him. He proceeds to take off, go right by me, shine the light in my face again, and go get my license plate, trying to intimidate me. And I'm like, you can check that license plate all you want, buddy. I ain't got no warrants. I'm good to go. You know, you can try that shit all day long. So that's my stinko of the week. Just,
I hope you got them sick.
I didn't get close enough to get them sick, but I am going to be filing a grievance, and they're either going to pay me $500 or $15,000, depending on how they want to play it. So I've got money coming towards me. I've already filled out the affidavit. I just got to go get it notarized, and then they have 30 days to respond.
Wait, did you just call it the affidavit?
Affidavit. Affidavit. I got money coming to me. You know, there's a reason for this statute. You know, those spotlights can ruin your eyesight. You know, they ruin your recordings for sure. So
are they using like torches or something?
They're really bad, man. Those spotlights, dude. I mean, you could feel the heat from 30 feet away. Like there's a reason why they use them to intimidate and bully and stuff like that. And I'm not going to be bullied. So how dare you, Slayer? How dare you? How dare you? Aff David, you sons of bitches. How dare you, Breakman? How dare you guys?
Is it affidavit?
Yeah. Aff David.
Affidavit.
How dare you? Yeah, affidavit. However the fuck. Fuck you guys, man. You sons of bitches. Fuck you guys. All right, so that's that. Eric, I didn't see a stinko there, so we're going to move on. Hold on.
I kind of already said it with Nintendo.
Yeah,
week,
so. Baseball. Let me talk real quickly about my baseball stinko. And I meant to say it last week, Breakman, but opening day, right? The Rockies are playing the L.A. Dodgers, right? And I can't stand the motherfucking Dodgers. They're in our division, and they fuck them, right?
Yeah, they beat up on the Reds, too.
Okay. Yeah, and fuck the Reds for not at least winning fucking... God damn it, man. Anyways.
Oh, I know. It's sad. They're not even competitive. It's terrible.
Right, right. Okay, so here's my story, man. So I'm like... I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, you know, the Rockies don't have a bad lineup. Maybe they can shock the world and win this fucking opening game, right? Nobody's expecting anything from them. The line is not that bad. I'm going to put a bet on the Rockies, right? So I place a $25 bet on the Rockies.
I'm sorry, sucker.
Shut up. Shut up, Rick Van. You're going to laugh even further when I tell you what happened, man.
I laugh at sports bettors.
Okay. I don't normally bet, but I was like, you know what? Fuck the Dodgers. I'm feeling feisty. I got a little bit of extra money. Let's do this. I would have won $67 if they won that goddamn game. But, of course, they didn't. They blow it. Right, it was a competitive game. I think it was like 3-2, and I'm like, God damn it, Rockies! Just one time, they're usually good on opening day, right? One time, just win opening day, right? No, of course they couldn't do that. You know what they proceed to do after that, Breakman? They beat the Dodgers 7-3. They beat them 5-3. They went into another series and they won two more. So they won four fucking games in a row right after they lost that opening day thing. And I'm like, you sons of bitches, you sons of bitches. You could have won.
So did you learn your lesson then?
No. But on the bright side, the Rockies are fucking kicking ass, like man.
It is absolute fucking bullshit and pisses me off. That's why, because I got MLB TV several years ago to find that shit out. This is exactly like NFL, like bullshit.
Yeah,
the local market. You want to see your own fucking team? I'm sorry, I should say it for the people not listeners. He said you what to fuck? I got MLB.TV because I don't have cable, but
I think he meant to say, you know, it's fucked.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to read it as said. But you can't watch your fucking local team because of the fucking TV content.
Yes!
It's bullshit.
It's total BS. You need to get a VPN.
Major League bummer.
Get a VPN, Slagar. Get a VPN. You can watch your team. Just get a VPN.
I listen to it on the radio a lot. Yeah. So I mean, I originally got YouTube TV for that because they had baseball, and it's like, and they had Reds games. I'm like, yes. And yeah. then they lost the contract, like, immediately. It went up in price. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I want local games, I've got to pay for fucking cable? You're telling me that's my option?
You can get a... Dude, get an antenna. You can get... The games are on, like local TV stations. I have an antenna,
but they're not all on local. We've got, like, a local... the Ohio games are on the Fox Sports Network. No, actually, they changed the name. Bally Sports Network or something now?
Used to be Root Sports, and then they changed to Fox, and then I don't know what the fuck. I know. It was the same with the Rockies, man. Like, bunch of bullshit, man.
Yeah, it is bullshit. I've tried, like, oh, antenna, I got an antenna, let's do this. No. Yeah, not exactly. Fair.
Yeah, so yeah, that was...
Hulu Live, let's see. No.
Yeah, so that's my... Oh, by the way, I get MLB TV for free every year through my phone. Like they just give it to you. I'm like, sweet, that's cool.
Usually when those things happen, they're only for like the first year you have a phone or whatever.
No, man, every year they give me... They're like, hey, MLB season is starting. Just click here, redeem your MLB package. And I'm like,
who do you have?
It's Metro by T-Mobile, but okay. Yeah, man.
I think it's because Verizon has the NFL.
Oh, so, yeah.
So T-Mobile slipped up MLB. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So yeah, my stinko was losing that fight, and the only reason I really did it is because they gave you a quote unquote free bet, which means if you lost, then you get a free $25 bet on something else. And of course, I lost, but I did end up winning. See, here's the thing about those free bets, though. It's $25 bet, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't get to keep that $25. So you get to win whatever, you know, money that you would win if you were to have placed $25 on it. So I did end up winning. I think I bet on a UFC fight, and I won like $5 or something. So I got like $5 of my money back. But
the only sport I ever bet on was horse racing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, that's what you do. You're at a horse race. You're supposed to be betting,
right? Right. Okay.
I didn't like. I won a couple races.
The only local horse race ad I've ever seen was for Pennsylvania, all the way from Erie. So it's like, I was wondering whether or not Cleveland even had a horse racing.
Oh, we got them in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
we got a few places around here to do it.
We used to, not anymore. But whatever. All right, let's. I thought you'd get a kick out of that baseball bet, man. So
yeah, yeah, I did, sucker. I mean, Frank.
How dare you, son of a bitch! All right, on to much greener pastures.
Dude,
here.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet, sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're sweeto of the week.
Well, before I went off to the loony bin, there were things that were going on. Like, I had a sick cat, and I was worried about her.
Yeah.
When we had her on medicine, she lost a lot of weight suddenly, and she was throwing up a lot. And I had her scheduled for an appointment. Well, it shit had to change because, obviously, the whole loony bin situation and stuff like that. But I was finally able to get her in to see a doctor, like, for an extensive, like... Mm-hmm. A review, I forget what they call it, but I'd seen the regular vet, but
like
this
a physical.
One was at, what's that?
Like a physical.
Well, I've seen she's been there for physical for regular vet, but this was actually like they had
testing,
knock her out for a little bit, and really like get in there and test her and stuff like that. But she doesn't have cancer, so that's my sweeto.
Yeah, that's
what
good.
We're afraid of. They think it's some sort of infection or something. They don't know exactly, but she's been on steroids for a few days, and she's already acting a lot better.
That's so awesome, man. That's awesome. That's really, really good.
It is really, really awesome. Good. Because I couldn't afford it anymore. Like, that was $1,000 just to do that.
Ooh, holy shimoli. Damn, man. Oof. Yep. Well, good. I'm glad Cat's out of the woods, looks like. So that's good, man.
Yeah, well, she was over here a moment ago begging me. I don't know where she went.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I don't see you have a Sweeto of the Week unless you can think of one. All right. I do. Starting to get a little bit better. Like I said, I was out and about yesterday. I was getting cabin fever bad, man. I couldn't even play video games. I was hurting so bad, man. Like I said, I played Shibuya Scramble right before I got sick, and after I got sick, I couldn't even look at a TV, to be honest, man. I mean,
that's the worst when you're so sick you can't even like stare at something. You just need to be in bed, like.
Yep. Yep, quiet, no light, you know,
just trying to sleep,
chilling.
That's all you can do,
Yeah, poor Bernie had to work one of her sick days. I was like, I felt so bad, man. I'm like, damn.
That's bullshit. That is such bullshit. Yeah,
well, and they're giving her shit. That's another stinko. They're giving her so much shit at work, and it's all undeserved and not called for, but, you know.
It's just, the whole fact that they want somebody that's sick to work is absolutely stupid. Like, that's...
Yeah. Right.
That's inviting trouble. It's inviting you to get the rest of your staff sick.
Right. Well, I mean, sure enough, today, someone called in. Guess why? They were sick. And obviously, it was because it was on her shift, and she passed it along to him. You know, it's like, fuck, man. I mean, you know, what can you do? I mean, there's nothing you could do. I mean, she's damned if she do, damned if you don't. They don't care, and just how it is, you know. So yeah, that's that, and so I should be able to be playing a little bit more games this week, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it, because, I was super sick, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to smoke some weed this week and get my mental health a little bit better too, man. I mean, I think if you watch the video, that's why I went off on these cops as much as I did. I was like, you motherfucker, I mean, I was just like, you know, just giving them the business, because they, you know, I mean, they, of course they violated my rights, but still, like, you know, I really did went off the deep end, and, I mean, rightfully so, but normally I'm a little more reserved than that, but, not in this video, man. I took exception, but, anyways, so that's that. I'm going to skip, Time to Die this week, so we can get right into, our free for all this week. It's a free for all! Alright, before we get into free-for-all, which kind of ties into my whole police debacle, Breakman, do you want to do a tournament next month?
Sure.
Let's do a poll. I want to do greatest PS2 games of all time. Eric wants to do greatest Game Boy Advance games of all time. And then whatever your choice is, put it in a poll.
I want to do greatest PS2 games.
Well, put it in a poll, dude. Let's do a poll. Well,
I just took your side in this. I thought you'd be like, No. We should do that.
We need to...
See, this is what happens when I side with Frank.
We need viewers to give us answers.
Right, we need...
See, when I side with Frank, he just dismisses me. So this is why I don't side with Frank.
Well, no, you don't side with me just based out of spite. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, if we're, you know, if we're being truthful, but no, let's do a poll on the, I mean, it'll be fun. People can interact with the poll and let us know what they want, and that'll be our tournament. Although I think we got one more show this month, I believe, and then Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic, Slagar says. So whatever you want, put in the poll, Breakman, and then everybody will vote on that, and then we'll pick the we'll go ahead and do it, and then, you know, and then like the other two that don't get picked, we'll do those in successive months, so that way we have, you know, 3 months of you know, stuff to do. So figured that'd be okay. All right, so there's that. This week, if we have time, we're going to talk about this Johnny Depp trial. You probably haven't been following it, Brake, but holy crap.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
It's sensational.
Until people started talking about it.
It's sensational. If we get a second, we're going to talk about it. But in relation to what happened to me, I marked down here, police state, what has to be done in order for our police to be better? Because there's obviously a disconnect, right? Whether you're pro-police or anti-police or anywhere in between, there's a definite disconnect between the police and the public. So what can be done to bridge that gap and to fix it, Breakman? What do you think we can do to kind of fix things?
Well, first we have to get rid of like the white supremacists that have infiltrated. That's one thing. The policies need to change. The way they police needs to be changed. Why do we need to send cops when somebody's having a mental breakdown, you know, or something like that?
Right, right.
Their equipment needs to be reevaluated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they handle things needs to be reevaluated. Instead of escalating situations, like they need to be learned, they need to train to de-escalate. And okay. Like I said, we need, not every situation calls for police. We right. need different types of interventions, you know.
Right, right, right.
Like a lot of people have died at the hands of police because they're having mental breakdowns, you know, like what are they called, death by police.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Like those people needed help. Yeah. You know.
These are, you know what, Breakman, great points all the way around. There's no question that everything you said is 100. But something very specific that you said there was de-escalation. They need better training in de-escalation, right? Because almost every police encounter is contentious. I don't know if you've noticed, Breakman. It could be something super minor, right? Like what happened to me. Like, there was zero reason to put a spotlight on a person that was 30 to 40 feet away from what was going on the traffic stop, the little accident that was there, right? There was zero reason for that. They only did it to antagonize.
It's petty.
It's petty, right? Petty and then antagonizing. And then they took it further and went into the parking lot and antagonized and escalated even further. They knew how upset I was, and yet they followed me, got my license plate, which, why would you do that, right? That's totally against policy, you know, and antagonize even further, like make things even worse than what they are. So that's a great point, Breakman. Something as minor as that turned into a 15 to 30 minute, like, contentious thing between police and civilian, right? And it didn't need to go anywhere near that, right? All that needed to happen was they needed to stay there. Oh, yeah, Slager, I could shoot him with my camera from 30 feet away, sure. I mean, there was plenty of lighting. They knew I had a camera and nothing else. Yeah, I could definitely shoot them from 30 feet away with my camera, of all things, because we all know how dangerous cameras are, Slagar. I mean, you're right, man. I could definitely shoot them with my camera. God, man. Come on, Slagar. You know better, man. It was just such a stupid, like, small window into how their mentality is. If they're that scared of a camera, no wonder they act the way that they do, right? I mean, it was just amazing. It was a crazy video. It didn't have to go that way, and now they're going to pay me one way or the other. They're either going to pay me $500. They got 30 days to give me the $500, which I clearly have the video evidence for, and you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to pay me the $500 because it's pretty standard practice. I know plenty of people that have put in these affidavits. I hope I said it right for everybody. and they've, you know, paid out every time. It's easy money. It's taxpayer money. Which sucks, but that's $500 every time that they're paying out because they're idiots and they don't know what they're doing. And you brought up another good point, Break. Training. You know, I mean, you brought up so many good points, Break, man. I mean, everything you said was just hitting the nail on the head, man. I honestly think we should really start over, and we should, like you said, root out the white supremacy problem that we got in the police force, which has been proven time and time again. I caught an officer with a white supremacy tattoo one time. Yeah. So, and they always say that's not what that means. It's like, come on, man. I mean, you're sporting a Himmler eagle. You're sporting, you know, like, I mean, the symbolism. I mean, it's just, come on, guys. Like, you guys are thugs. Oh, God. You know, I mean, just ridiculous. Slager, let me just put it this way to make you understand. There's a reason there is a law that they cannot do what they did that day. There's a reason there's a law. Okay? So, I did nothing wrong. I was easily 30 feet away. There was nothing. No reason to be afraid. If they're that afraid, if cops are that afraid, they don't need to be cops. They had guns. I have a camera. That's it. The only thing I carry is mace. And that's for self-protection against other people. You know? That's
if
it.
Somebody's, let me ask you something. If somebody's suicidal, how many cops do you think they need to send?
None.
They're not a danger to anybody else.
Right.
But just themselves.
I mean,
three cops was appropriate.
If you're absolutely not. If there was a gun involved, that's a reason to have.
No, I don't own a gun.
I know. I'm just saying, if there was a gun involved, there's a reason to have a police, because, you know, somebody's mental state, they could easily turn the gun on someone else. I could see that, Breakman. But even
if they killed herself or something else, they'd have to still dispose of the gun safely.
Right. So, there really didn't even need to be one, Breakman, to be honest with you. You needed a mental health expert that could have explained things to you and not put you in handcuffs, right? I think that would have been way more appropriate. And you guys could have talked things out, you know? I mean, and figured out a different way to handle shit. You know, I mean, I don't know. To answer your question, none should have been there. I was watching another video.
I just for the sake of gun argument, like, I can see, like, one cop coming with.
Right.
Like,
with
a mental health expert. Right. But, like, a mental health expert should have, you know, somebody should have been like that. The come and evaluate me and see if I was somebody who was really a danger to
right.
myself or something.
Right.
Which at the time I don't think I was, but I also understand the 72-hour lockup. Just it was the rest of it where I'm like, come on, why am I still here?
Right, 72 hours for sure. I mean,
why am I coloring? Why is this what I'm doing here? I could, you know, be home doing something.
Why are you coloring Mario coloring books?
I was not coloring in the Mario coloring book. That is a lie. I just was there.
You're never going to live that down,
do
man.
Like, do it like Tommy Wiseau in the Room. I did not color the Mario
I
book.
Did I not.
Did not. I did not.
So, yeah, I don't know. For me, lots of things need to change. I honestly think they should start from scratch. Just fire them all. And start over, because what they're doing right now is not working. It's not working. The Aurora PD is one of the worst in the nation. And they have a consent decree. They got to change. And it doesn't look like they want to change at all. So there's just a big disconnect, and there's lots of reasons for it. And I think it's time to just start over. I mean, just start clean, start doing background checks, start doing mental health evaluations with these people, because a lot of times they're the ones that are unhinged and do stupid things. They just do stupid, stupid things. I don't know what to say. Let's move on to something different. Actually, before we do that, I'm not... I'm not going to cover this because I don't think you guys have been keeping up with this Johnny Depp trial. Have you, Blake?
No, not really.
All right. How about you, Eric? Have you do you know anything about this Johnny Depp thing?
Other than the fact that I remember a few years ago, all the accusations were being thrown against Johnny Depp because of abuse against his wife. But
yeah,
apparently, it's the other way around.
Yeah,
it just shows you just how bloated the court system is, that it takes years upon end for them to get close to resolution.
Right, right. They're so backed up, apparently, that...
Which is why the college settled with that professor, because it was going to keep going on and on and on, you know?
Right, and they can't keep affording lawyers and paying millions and millions of dollars, you know? It's like, you know, just stupid, but... I think we'll skip it for this
week. We don't have a justice system in America. It's based on money. That's not true justice.
Right. Well, there's a lot of problems there. Before we get to this, is there anything that you guys wanted to talk about, Breakman? Anything you wanted to talk about?
Let me see here. I'm trying to think. Let me see. I could color. I could. Oh, I saw the updated Three Stooges movie while I was in the Nut House. I didn't even know there was one. Honest, if I was like 8 or 7 or something like that, I would have thought the movie was freaking hilarious. There was actually one really funny segment in it when Mo, some TV producers see Mo and they decide to put him in with the Jersey Shore crew. they keep going back and forth to it, but him just tormenting the Jersey crew, and it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like, okay, we didn't need to make this movie at all.
Yeah, it's a pretty terrible movie from what I remember. I remember seeing that and was like, ooh, this is a big turd, you know? But
so I got to watch that, and I got to watch a bunch of cartoons from like the 20s and stuff like that, where the colors are so faded out on them now.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my turn.
These places might as well be time capsules.
where all the characters look like they're rubber, you know what I mean? Like all their legs move and like
Steamboat Willie and shit, you know?
Let me see. There was some, what's it called? Table the Farm or something like that, where what. Rich people bragging about how easy it is to live off the land and stuff like that because they've got this huge property and they've got money so they don't actually have to do anything. Like they just work in their yard, you know, work in their farm
or pay their gardeners to do it. Yeah.
I was like, but they save so much money doing it this way.
Save so much money. Yeah, man, TV's
just... That was on the TV, and then there's like, art class. That was fun. Drawing. It was like junior high again.
Oh, awesome, man.
Music trivia.
I just pictured you, Breakman, in, like, a blue kind of, like, I don't know, like, not jumpsuit, but, like, you know, like, a blue shirt and, like blue pants to, like, distinguish you from everybody else. And
were you there?
And then, like,
she
you're all sit-
spying on me.
You were all sitting there just watching this Three Stooges movie all at once.
Mask so you couldn't tell it was.
I was wearing blue hospital pants. We could do laundry, so I was able to wear clean clothes every day. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how many times I'm in the shower. Like, are you there? You all right? Yeah. Don't come in here. Jesus.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone, man. Taking a shower, watching my junk. You want to help me?
I lost track of how many people walked in on me taking the crap, though. Like, ah, oh, come on. Make sure you're okay.
Hey, were there any hot nurses? I guess that's the question.
There was one therapist.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, that's a silver lining. I mean, you know, I guess. No, man, shit, man. Yeah, so like I said, just like sitting around all watching this Three Stooges movie, it's like all sad and depressing.
Well, we were talking about Moon Knight earlier.
Yes, Moon Knight.
And I remember one of the last scenes, he's in a mental hospital, and I'm just like, this is fairly accurate. So I'm watching it, like, there's people playing games and people sitting around minding their own business and other people like talking, and you know, well, the doctors are coming around passing out some food or medicine and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is...
It's kind of Moon Knight is kind of a unique show in that manner. When it does touch on mental health issues a bit, so it's
which might be why I like it so much right now too.
Yeah, it's really good, man. I mean, it's just super super good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Are you guys hyped up for the new Doctor Strange movie at all? Anybody excited for that movie? No? You, Eric, are you excited?
A little bit.
I'm liking what I'm seeing from the few little snippets of trailers that I've seen. So, and Bernie's super excited. Her favorite superhero is Doctor Strange. So, she calls him Pumpernickel or something. I don't know what the fuck she calls him.
Benedict Pumpernickel.
Yeah, she calls him. I can't remember. I'll have to.
How did she get?
Dude, don't ask me, man. But every single time she goes, "Oh,
is
Pumpernickel."
This a pop-related conversation. Is that what happened there?
Bernie's funny, man. She's really looking forward to it, and she's been having a rough go of it, man. She's been taking a lot of fucking bullshit at work, you know, and got written up because there was a secret shop, and you know, she was sick, so of course she wasn't feeling great, so she didn't greet the customer.
Of course.
And it wasn't even her. It was one of her employees that was on the register, who's autistic. So, I mean, just talk about irony, man. Like, they're just, I mean, it just, she's been just getting shit, man. I'm going to take her to see that, man. She wants to see it, so I'll take her to theater. If I'm feeling 100% better, I'm not going to.
When does that come out?
The 6th.
Okay, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, I got plenty of time. Yeah. Well, I seem to catch every bug in the book. So, I mean, you never know. Who knows, man? I'll probably catch flu number 2. You know, as it's coming through, and coronavirus in between, you know, so, you know.
Just, I mean, it makes sense. You caught the Spanish flu and the original flu.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're exiled, Brake Man. You son of a bitch.
What did I say? What did I do? My hands are in there right now. What did I do?
Hold on. Let me rewind. I'll,
yeah.
Okay.
Did I do that?
Real quickly, before we leave, is there anything you're looking...
I'm trying to watch it as an adult, and it's like, why would I like that?
I know, man. Some of the shit that we watched when we were younger, were like, ugh. Is there anything this summer that you're looking forward to seeing, Breakman? Movie-wise?
I'm looking forward to some games that are coming out. Not necessarily this summer, but the two Turtles games. We got the compilation game, and then we got the... Revenge of Shredder, I think.
Shredder's Revenge,
yeah, that was looking really good. And then the new Ghostbusters game that's on the way, that looks really good too. That one's like a
same setup as that Friday the 13th, isn't it?
It's made by the same developers.
Or at least it has that mode in it.
Well, it has some of the same developers in it, so I know that. Give Brake a break. So that alone's like, ooh, so you get to play the ghost too. Ooh, that's interesting. I like that idea. And speaking of that, there's also the Evil Dead game that'll be coming out soon where you get to play the bad guy too.
Texas Chainsaw Deadite. Massacre game coming out, if it's not out already. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, same type of concept. Same developers of the Friday the 13th deal, so it should be. Should be fun to watch.
And apparently it's under the whole premise that you're training new recruits.
Hmm. All right, that's cool.
Also for the Ghostbusters game, yeah. But as much as I liked the last Ghostbusters game, and I did really like it, the story was fun and funny, and it was fun to play, it was missing the one key element of the Ghostbusters. Four people, you know, four player team.
Yeah.
But then they're getting it right this time, so.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, all Bill right. Murray wants nothing to do with that Ghostbusters as much as possible. So.
Oh yeah, I don't understand that, man. Like, he's just being an asshole on a bunch.
I think he's just being stubborn to be stubborn, really.
So, Eric, any movies you looking forward to, or games coming up in summer? Or
not really? Xenoblade 3, I guess, Live Alive as well. Then there's that Pocky Rocky game that's coming out at the end of the next month.
Okay. For me, I am kind of looking forward to Doctor Strange. I mean, I think that's going to be a good one. I can't think of anything else movie wise, or game wise that maybe Xenoblade 3. But
I'm gonna see everything everywhere all at once.
Oh, that's a movie.
Oh, I didn't know the Dragon Ball Super movie.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know when that's coming to the Western
theater. I don't either.
Because we only know it's, like, a June date. Like June 20-something. I forget.
But it's going to definitely come out in the West this year. Because they're definitely working on translating that. They realize that's their...
I think it won't be much longer, because, like, I think there was, like, a month gap in between Broly and Japan and the West. Yeah. So it won't be... That was, like, 2 months.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And this one won't be focused on Goku as much. It's going to be focused on, like, Gohan and Piccolo and Pan, like... You know, I like that.
That reminds me. I saw someone made a tweet on Twitter of a drawing of Vegeta taking his driving test. And Gohan was the instructor.
Oh, God. That did not go well. I can tell you right now. I was just thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if they did more movies like that? Like a Vegeta-centric movie, maybe?
Him going to Zadala. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah, like... They've got such a long history and so many characters of Dragon Ball. As much as I love Goku, like you can make other movies focused on all of the characters. Just saying.
Yeah. I want a new Detective Pikachu movie. That's what I want. I'm not a big Pikachu
game.
I'm not a big Pikachu.
I want a Halo game based on the TV show.
Really? You really want to piss people off, don't you, man? that was inflammatory, man. Holy fuck, the hate that series is getting, man.
They got a
Telltale
game.
Halo fan is game. Not happy about that series, man.
I am. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. In the last episode, they brought in a bunch of, like, it was an all-out battle, basically. You know, the Chief being an absolute badass.
They're too busy being mad at it existing than to watch to see it's good. Yeah.
I think they're mad that there's so much plot development. I think, and that's
right.
Like they're trying to develop the story and show people, like, because people who didn't play the games aren't going to understand what the fuck the Halo is or anything like that. You know.
Yeah.
You want explosions, go watch a Marvel movie, because that's all those mostly are.
There are a lot of explosions in the Halo show, but like not every episode where it's not like all-out fighting. But like the last episode, the last like 10 minutes...
I'm just making fun of people who think that the only way something can be entertaining is if there's something blowing up all the time.
Break, I got a question for you.
I like blowing up stuff. What were we talking about?
I got a question for you, Break. Would this... series be a good primer for someone that's never played the Halo games, if they wanted to play the Halo games, to kind of give them a little bit of lore?
It's not going to teach you how to play Halo, and like it's not going to teach you to play a first-person shooter.
But I'm saying,
there's a story, like you can get kind of an idea of it. But right now, it's still based pre any of the games. They mentioned that they're on their way to Reach. Coming up soon, so the Halo Reach game, the story plot ends with the Pillar of Autumn escaping Reach.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're heading towards like the getting closer to going to the Halo.
Look, Slagar says he's never played a single second of Halo, and he likes the series.
I think they did that intentionally because there's a much bigger audience out there that hasn't touched Halo, and you'd be better off pulling those people in then trying to satisfy people with impossible standards.
Yeah,
maybe.
The Halo fan stuff. Video gamers in general, we've realized, have impossible standards.
And we hate everything. We just hate everything.
They hate everything. It's true.
I mean, it's true.
The anime community can be like that sometime.
Yeah.
Just because they won't even give like the Crunchyroll original show, High Guardian Spice the Time of Day, and kept coming up with reasons why it's bad, even though the reason we all know that most people hate it is because it's LGBT representation, and it having politics, so therefore it has to be bad.
Because you're what's indoctrinating the children.
It's like, I don't even care if they're like even somewhat correct on the issues that the show might have, but like there's still a narrative there that's probably worthwhile. But they don't care about that because they just want to dunk on it because they want to hate things.
They don't want the gays to indoctrinate the children.
So stupid, man. I've never understood that argument, man. I mean, it just doesn't hold any weight, man. Like,
people, well, then what are you doing? You're certainly indoctrinating children by not letting this stuff, you know, be a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I like that they think they get that if they're not indoctrinated young, they do it in college. Like they get turned. Like apparently there's a gay class in college that makes you gay or something like that. and there's a liberal class.
Hi guys, today we're going to learn.
College makes you gay. Does that just mean the education makes you gay? Is that why the elementary school system is so garbage and elementary through high school?
Right. Hi guys, I'm your professor, and we're gonna learn today how to coordinate our clothing. You know, it's like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Like super stereotypical gay guy.
Right. Hi everybody. Today in class, we're gonna do some cooking, and we're gonna wear pink just because. You know, it's like, come
and
on,
don't
man.
Remember. Don't forget tonight. You have to study because tomorrow's the big musical.
Oh my god.
This makes me wonder whether or not the reason why that people have such fear over like trans people apparently raping women in the bathrooms or men bathrooms, whatever the case is.
I mean,
it's because they see so much porn that does this.
How much rape takes place in bathrooms, I wonder? Like literally, like what?
It's like, yeah, you guys watch too many movies.
I know, God, man. Like, I realize, like, what was it? Halloween, the new, the well, not
too much
the new.
Hentai.
I guess well, too much hentai.
There was a. This, let me see. They killed somebody in Scream 2 in the bathroom. Oh, it was a Scary Movie where there was a glory hole in the bathroom. That's what.
Yeah, that was a parody, though.
I know.
Scary Movie.
I'm saying, like, that's what they're watching. Oh, we gotta stop this stuff.
Ooh, big fire in Colorado Springs. I'm looking at here. That's crazy, man. I'll put it on the screen here for people to see on my old Twitter feed here. But that's going on in Colorado Springs right now. No wonder the air is so fucking thick and.
Or, you know, the argument that trans people can't participate as whatever their gender is and against the same gender because they have an advantage or something. It's like, and because it's a problem, apparently a problem, because apparently trans people make it a point to ruin their careers by trying to get a competitive advantage, even though doing so would probably just not end well for the rest of them.
Well, the whole thing, like, they're getting into sports, like, it doesn't... A man changing genders to a woman, like, think about it. Like, women's sport, they're underpaid, they're underrepresented, like, they... Like, it just... Like, what would be the point of it? If they're trying to say he's doing it, I mean, she did it to, like, win? Win
right.
What?
Right. I mean, for what? Like,
just,
what would be the...
Win some trophies? Like, you know, break some records because you long ago have decided that boys and girls shouldn't play together. We should all be separate, you know?
Right.
You created this problem. Now we're trying to fix it, and you're like, no.
Yeah, they double down on it. Like even though I've seen many girls who are better at sports than I am, like especially basketball. Like if you were watching like women's college basketball, it's like there's no way I can't compete with that. Even right. When I was that age, I couldn't compete with that.
What did Freak send on Twitter here?
It was the same argument they used for not letting women serve in the front lines during the military.
Eric said, this goes back to the beginning of our show when we were talking about Eric, like, flying here and slapping me. He sent, I don't know if you saw this, Break, but he sent a gif. You got knocked the fuck out. Oh, man, that's funny, Freak.
Just standing over him looking like smiling and got to knock the fuck out.
Exactly, man. So funny. But all right, I think
I was gonna say something. Now I forgot what it was. God damn it, Frank! Stop making me laugh.
I know. Laughter and joy and fun.
Are we gonna talk about how Harmony's gonna go to Broadway?
Oh God, let's not.
Yeah, I know. You know what sucks is I got like the low bar on it. He's got top billing, and they put my name underneath.
Man. All right, what is this later? I'm afraid. Should I? Okay, I got it off screen here. Let's see what is this? Slagar sent us something here, probably proprietary like music or something. Hold on, I gotta wait for this Root Insurance ad get off. What is this?
I don't remember what I was gonna say. Do you guys remember the excuses like they'd always play with women, like that women can't pitch because their boobs get in the way, or they can't play golf because their boobs get in the way?
Right.
I remember that from childhood. Like that was prevalent.
Right.
Belief. Like.
Oh, that was on mainstream media all the time, man. Like, you know, let's have a discussion on why women's tits are preventing them from being great golfers or, you know, shit like that. Go strong, woman, go. I can't play it to Slagar, but I
South Park.
South Park, yeah.
Randy Macho Man Savage type character decides that he's transgender to compete in women's sports. He doesn't, like, he's not actually transgender. He's just, he puts a bow on his head, I think, and says he's transgender.
Right.
Just so he can beat his ex-girlfriend.
Right. Right. So stupid. So dumb.
That's South Park for you.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us, man. I don't think I have anything else. I don't think you guys have
anything. Yeah, like, it's just stupid that boys and girls are separated in such ways. Like, there's no reason, like, that girls can't play baseball or boys can't play softball. And that we should be separating kids by their desire to play, their skill level.
Right, I always...
Like, if they want to play into the future, you know, if they want to be competitive or they just want to have fun.
I
shouldn't be putting them, like, based on, well, you're this age and you have a penis and you have a vagina, so you're over here.
You know what always puzzled me, Breakman? Women are some of the fastest people on Earth, right? I'm not saying their world records beat men's world records, but a lot of those women run, like, 4.3 40s, 4.2 sometimes, in the 4.2s, sometimes even better. And why can't one of those women play running back in the NFL? Think about it.
Women's football teams, like
no, I'm not talking
the
women's
lingerie teams, right? But like there are actually women's football teams too.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the NFL.
I know. I'm saying that there are women who actually play football.
Right. And,
yeah, Slager's laughing at that notion right there.
No, but I'm serious. Like some of these women can run faster than a lot of men in the NFL. Like why wouldn't they be at least considered to like try out? I mean, some of those women are tough as hell and can run. Like, I mean, and running backs aren't like the tallest people in the world. They're not like, I mean, some of them are. Like Derrick Henry's a fucking beast, but
they gotta be able to take hits though. Running backs gotta be tough.
It would be tough. Maybe cornerback or something, you know? I mean, I don't know, man. I think...
Like a tight end or like a running back or a fullback, like, they're going to take a lot of punishment.
Yeah. Like, well, I get that.
I mean, and I'm not saying you're not going to have a woman who's not big enough and strong enough, because there are women who are, like, big and strong, you know?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But if you're talking, like, somebody just for speed, like, I wouldn't put them in that position.
What if there was a woman, right? Cause
what about the return team?
Right.
Put them on kickoff return.
No. What about a woman that's, say, 6'2", which is pretty big for a running back, right?
That's bigger than me. I'm like,
right. 6'2",
Oh, you're wearing heels too. Oh, you fucking asshole. Oh, you're 6'4".
Right. Okay, so 6'2", right? And is, I don't know, 200 pounds, solid muscle, can run? Like, why wouldn't that be, like, something that the NFL would consider? You know, I mean, I'd, if she can play, right? I mean, seriously, like, I don't know, man. I think it's eventually going to happen. You're going to have a woman in the NFL eventually. And baseball would be the easiest one, in my opinion. Like that would, because it's not super physical, like one-on-one contact, you know, like other sports. But
people aren't tackling each other in baseball.
Right. But I mean, something like.
Well, you didn't see the Reds game from a few days ago.
Oh God. Yeah.
No, they're generally not tackling each other.
Yeah, generally speaking, but like a Reds catcher got tackled, like it was just ridiculous.
Speaking of, I did see like a minor league a minor
just
league
reminds me that, you know, maybe players need better equipment.
Yeah. Slingers in chess says you don't think Detroit would have grabbed up the best woman. No, not necessarily. We're talking about people that don't always make the best decisions. Like, how long is Detroit lost? I mean, because, or look at teams like Cleveland, who seemingly change their quarterback every single year. Like they
or Denver, teams, for that matter.
just because they're billionaires doesn't mean they know what the fuck they're doing. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything they do is based on a whim.
A lot of these teams, or I shouldn't say a lot of teams, but, you know, teams have kept, like, the wrong players on and passed up the wrong players, or passed up good players and kept the wrong players at certain points.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that there is a woman who's pro-NFL level, but none of them, when does a woman get a chance to play in college football?
Well, that's right. I mean, let's start opening up the floodgates. Let's see what there's got to be women that are able to compete in the NFL.
Yeah, like there's no minor league in the NFL. The minor league for the NFL is college football.
Right.
So when women are excluded from that, and I think there've been like two kickers maybe in the history of college football, but if you're not giving them a chance to get better at that, like they're not going to get into the NFL.
Right. All right, I guess this is a discussion for another day. Apparently, Colorado's on fire right now. There's five separate fires in Colorado.
Why doesn't the NFL have a minor league, by the way? That doesn't make any sense to me. As much money as they make, like NFL minor, like they know, the Major League Baseball's got like, what, five minor leagues?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
NFL's got none. That doesn't make any sense.
Why pay for a minor league, Breakman, when you have NCAA football? Why pay for it?
Because they're making. Look how much money NCAA football makes. So they're leaving money on the table, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. I mean, they tried with the European League that they had. I forget what that debacle was called.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
They're going to try.
The European wasn't good. The XFL wasn't good. Like, there was another one that tried too, not a long time ago. I can't remember what that was. I didn't see the comeback of the XFL though, but. I'd already had a bad taste in my mouth from the original XFL.
Mm. Well, you realize that they're using. I mean, I heard that this new XFL is going to have some innovations that are going to be pretty cool. So I'll check it out. Mm. But it is going to be like a minor league system. By the time they get good,
this college is minor leagues. Lifetime is too short for a real minor league. By the time they get good, they're over the hill.
I mean, there's something to that too, because like I mean, it gets younger and younger, no doubt, man, no doubt.
At the same time, we've got guys who are going longer and longer, like Brady.
Ugh, 45.
He's well into his 40s now.
He's going to be 46, man. Holy shit, man.
And he's still playing football, and he's not the only one. There's
he's playing at a high level,
Andrew
too.
Andrew Whitworth, man, who just retired, he was almost, I think he was 40.
Yeah.
You know, like, players are playing longer and longer if they can avoid major injuries, honestly. Yeah. I mean, that's what injuries are usually what end careers more than anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially running backs, like we were talking about, man. All right. Let's wrap up here, guys. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away, please.
I do like that they're over the hill. That's for Mighty Slugger. I just want to get them like that over the hill stuff. You get like the old people like, when they're 60 and 70, like you're over the hill, and you give them like the walking cane that's got like the a bicycle horn on it, and like the giant calculator, you know, all this
or the walk shit, the walker with the tennis balls on the bottom of it, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Anyway, so you can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and you can say hello to Harmy. Or you could ask us, Dear Breakman, a question. You know, it's been a while.
Because they make the game so pussy. Slager says, you know what's funny about that? Like, the NFL does that to itself with its stupid rules, man. Like, all the time. Yeah. You can't celebrate. Oh, yeah, forget celebrating. I mean, you know. That's...
And now the taunting rule. That was so stupid.
Yeah. That's something there's a reason why they call it the no fun league, man. It's become a no fun.
Like you can't taunt somebody. Like what? Okay, so.
So we're supposed to be rivals, so if they,
like,
but we can't.
Point at them. That's taunting. But they can talk trash all they want. That's not taunting. Like, what are the rules to this? And you know, they're talking trash has been like the thing that, you know, you do, some players do. And
God damn, back in the 70s and 80s, that's all those teams used to do, right?
When people are having fun, they like to celebrate, you know?
Right. You can't celebrate because that's a 15-yard penalty. You can't fucking taunt because that's a 15-yard personal foul.
Look, I get if you're like
if you're being a douche,
standing over somebody and you like spit in his face or something, right? That's be a penalty, right?
Right. That should be a penalty.
You're standing next to a guy and like you're looking down at him. Why is that a penalty?
Right. You make a great shoulder tackle hit and then you hover a little bit. Like take that, bitch. You know, like. You know, and that's a penalty. Yeah, I don't know.
That should not be a penalty. That's
not at all. Not at all, man.
Like what are we, elementary school football? We used to start playing with flags.
Flags.
Now?
Yeah, let's play with flag football, man. Might as well. Quarterbacks can't get hit. Otherwise, they get penalized. You know, it's like, God damn it, man. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find reviews on BostonBashRead.com. Those are the written ones are. And if you want the audio reviews, those are on the feed. And my phone's going off. Sorry. Let me take
That's
care of
right.
this.
It's all good, man. Right in the middle of plugs, Eric has to go tend to his phone. That's funny, man. All right.
Real plug for him.
I'm back.
Oh, well, Army was plugging for you. Oh, well.
But I'll plug for me because thanks, Army. And if you like either of those two things, you can find my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at @RPG. And you can support me if you want. As little as a dollar would help out. And it could be a one-time donation. It could be a monthly donation, whatever you want.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate it.
Anything else, Eric?
Continue to stay safe, wear masks, even though... Yeah, I guess that could be my stinko, because I forgot to mention them. But yeah, the airliners decided, you know, no mask mandates.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think...
Yeah, I mean, as leery as I am of even thinking about flying during a pandemic in the first place, that's... One less
I hear
safety net removed.
I hear you, Eric. But, I mean, according to the CDC, I mean, everybody's going to catch COVID by the end of the year. So, you know, I mean, what is the point anymore? I mean, honestly, I mean, everybody's not used their mask as much as possible to this point. So what the fuck is matter anymore?
COVID won.
I know. That, I mean, it did. It really did.
Because people suck.
Yeah. Mostly.
You know, so.
I mean, it's like 60% of the population cared, but there's enough people who didn't.
Yep, enough people that didn't, and everybody else is suffering. And I guess as long as you get vaccinated, I mean, just enjoy your COVID non-getting sick and dying phase, you know. But you know,
I mean,
it is
I'll
what
also
it is.
Plug getting your boosters within a couple months within your age group, depending, because that's coming up now.
Yeah, like I said, this is, if we didn't do anything about it, it's going to be flu, cold, and COVID season. Like, but unlike flu and cold, like, there is no COVID season. COVID doesn't stop. It's year-round. You know?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Like, there's some people sometimes get, like, a summer cold or summer flu, but those are rare. Whereas COVID, it's like, you know, no, we don't care what temperature it is out. You're still going to get us. Yeah. We're COVID.
Yeah, I'm going to plug Shudder. They have a movie on there, and I meant to review it. I'm going to review it next week called Intruder. And it's an old-ass fucking slasher from the 80s. And it stars... It has Sam Raimi and Ted Raimi in it. Even Bruce Campbell makes an appearance in it. And it's a fucking gem of a movie. It has one of the grossest kills I've ever seen in my life, and it's awesome. I highly recommend watching that. I'll review it next week.
Some things aren't worth responding to. That's all I have to say.
Well, when Slager said we didn't say anything about him saying pussy, and I was just thinking, like, the whole time, like, yeah, it reminds me of Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai. Like, he calls everybody a pussy. Like
pussy is just a word.
Stuck in the 80s. It's pretty funny.
Like, I don't think anybody would bother getting mad over him saying that, because he said it to the point where it's lost any kind of meaning.
Yeah. It that's true too. Like when people overuse that word, it's just like it does. It's a desensitization.
No, like I said, you pick your battles. Some things are just not worth. Yeah. I mean, if they're the type of person that's not gonna change over that, then
how
don't
dare
bother.
You, Freak Five? Slager says, "Fuck that old shit." Frank has a lot of nerve calling something old. No, it is. It's good, Slagar. It's called Intruder, and I highly recommend. There's a hot chick in it, Slagar, so it's worth watching, man. So I'm just saying.
That's a horror movie, Frank. Come on, that's the most vague statement ever.
Well, I'm just saying it's a hidden gem. If you guys want to check it out, check it out. If you not,
plus we're tired,
I mean, it's a free country. So don't check it out. You know what can I say?
It's food quest time.
You know.
That reminds me of this meme I saw online about Final Fantasy, and I just it fucking cracked me up. It's basically like if your Final Fantasy is this one, like your favorite Final Fantasy is this, you're like this.
It's mostly correct, because the thing is, 6 is still my favorite, but 9's my better game overall, because narratively it's structured better in my opinion. But, like, from a gameplay perspective, 6 is more fun because it doesn't have the slow and issues and load times that 9 does.
Well, for the people who Final Fantasy 6 is your favorite game, most likely you think every other game after that is shit.
Not me.
Should remake this instead of 7.
I like the other ones, too.
And, what's it, but for 9, it says King. Just says you're the King.
That makes
if you like the first one, you see
a king of 6. Then,
if you see Hironobu Sakaguchi as the savior of the game industry, you enjoy the simple gameplay and think this is still a classic. If you like Final Fantasy 2, you have masochistic thoughts.
Yeah.
If you like Final Fantasy 3, you are a masochist.
I don't get that. It should be the other way around.
Right. Right.
Just 3 is difficult, but with preparation, 3 isn't as difficult as you might think.
Preparation H is more difficult.
I think 2 needs more preparation because you need to plan out your character builds ahead of time. Whereas 3, you can experiment more.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Before it says you played this as a kid and fought Cecil and Kane where it looked cool, you probably didn't like the after years. For 5, it says you enjoy a game with tight gameplay and an enjoyable story about colorful characters. You are one of the most powerful individuals on this planet. So apparently whoever wrote this list, 5 is their favorite, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 5 is pretty good.
6 is... What's that?
5 is pretty good.
6 is... Yeah, I do like 5. I think the story sucked, but the gameplay was...
It does suck, but it's goofy as hell, so I like it for that.
6 is the best.
You most likely... You think every game after this is shit and Squeenix should remake these, as I said. Final Fantasy 7, you tried to revive Aerith when you were young and think Zack is the best character in the franchise. Number 8, you easily impressed by good-looking cutscenes. You still have the man with the machine gun as your ringtone. I think man with the machine gun arm, right? I think they left off a word there.
No, it was man with the machine gun. Laguna had a machine gun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of 7 anyway. Final Fantasy X, you pronounce Tidus' name as Tidus. You read a lot of smut fluff fanfiction. Final Fantasy XI, you're a time traveler from the year 2005, and you main Prish and Dissidia at an overwhelming degree of skill. 12, you like Star Wars.
13, you're a piece of shit.
Going to be called either Lightning or Hope.
Which is kind of funny because her name is Claire and she hated Claire, so she changed to Lightning.
Yeah. Lightning, right? A Realm Reborn, number Final Fantasy 14. You have a lot of money, but only because this is the only video game you have ever played. And then 15, you see the good in people even behind all their faults. You also didn't wait in 10 years for Versus 13.
Love it, man. That's great, man. That's fucking awesome.
But I thought that description of 6 was the most accurate.
That's especially funny when you consider that Vera and Rex from Kingdom Hearts was supposed to be the Versus 13 character, and he passed up on making the Versus 13 game again to make Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah. Hey guys, we gotta get out of here, man. We're way past time, man. So I think I did my play. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the gaming systems, RP Grinders. I never played After Years either, Freak Five.
How many times have we said we want to remake a Final Fantasy VI? Like, I know, right. I've said it like so many times.
I have too, man. Like so over real. And over, man. I want my
never
fucking
said it.
I have. I want to fucking...
I think it may be a bad idea.
No, it would be a great idea. If they did it like they did the 7 remake, it would be fantastic, man. It'd be awesome. Damn, left out Tactics.
This is why they opted for the Pixel Remaster, because they're so deathly afraid of doing it.
Yeah, they did leave out Tactics. Like, probably Tactics you have...
Probably because they're not mainline numbers, and they would have run out of room for the pills.
Yeah. Make sure you watch a movie called Intruder. Next week I'll be reviewing it, so you can listen to what I have to say about the movie. Spoiler alert, it's fantastic. It's really, really good. Okay. All right. And that's about it. Anything else, gentlemen?
How many episodes is Moon Knight? I might be able to get through it all weekend.
So far they're up to 4.
I feel like I should watch the other ones first, though.
Oh, God, dude. Skip the other ones, man. Just go straight to Moon Knight.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I would recommend. Oh, God. Oh, you're such an ass. Pretty soon, I'm telling you, one day... Thanks, Leg. I really appreciate that, man. It means a lot. One day, Breakman is going to be like Huey Lewis in the news and just rock out, man. Just fucking play some blues with that harmonica, the worst instrument on the planet. All right, I think that's going to wrap
We've hurt Harmony's feelings.
We'll measure his progress if he could do the Sanford Son theme song with the harmonica.
Oh, God, if he ever busted out the Sanford and Son thing, I would fucking walk off the show immediately. Oh, oh, God, can you imagine that? That'd be fucking badass, actually, man. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for us. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Good night, and it's food quest time.
Yeah, it sure is, man. I'm getting hungry, too. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you safe. God damn it. I'm so discombobulated because of my sickness. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week.
Till I want to see Frank not sick next week.
Oh, God. I do, too. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Freak Five's exiled.
Freak is going to get an army trying to kill himself. Freak's
fucking army.